Debbie, how do people begin to control this dark side? I mean, because I'm sure it's different for everyone.
Yes, well, I think that I teach people a three-step process. So the first part is really to find out what part of your dark side, what do you dislike about yourself? What do you judge about yourself? What do you wish you weren't? And so once we identify what our dark side is, the next step is really going to that place of acceptance to be able to see where you are that. Because mostly we are trained, we have so much denial that we don't want to be that. We want other people to be that, just not us. And then the third step, the step that really I think changes people's lives dramatically and has them make peace and then have some control over their dark side, is to find the gift of it, to really see what could that part of me be trying to teach me? What good could it be? How could I? Because really what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring the light to the dark. Because once we bring the light to the dark, there is no dark. It's only dark when there is no light on it, when mm-hmm. we can't see the good. So if you have something like selfishness, which a lot of people don't like the part of them that is selfish, you would want to look and see, well, how could that selfishness serve you? So I had somebody who came to me, they hated selfish. They hated selfish in themselves. They beat themselves up every time they saw that that was their dark side. And, you know, they all of a sudden could see that if they were able to make peace with their selfishness, they'd be able to have some boundaries. And this person was always exhausted, always stressed out, always getting sick because they couldn't embrace their selfishness. So once you get, you want to really look and see, well, what could be good about my greed? Your greed might be the thing that tells you to ask for more money in your job or to put money away for the future for your child. All of us have different interpretations for different qualities. So it's really, it's an individual process. We have to look and see, how could that serve me? You know, people who hate liars, you have to look, you know, have you ever had to lie to yourself to get through something? And could I make peace with that part? Because the minute that we can see the light of it, it moves from a process, because really embracing our shadow or our dark side is not an intellectual process. It's really a process of the heart. And when we understand that to be human is to be all of these things, the dark and the light, and we see the gifts of them and understand that, we're made up perfectly. There's nothing wrong with us. There's only something wrong when, I think Scott Peck was who said it, that, you know, evil is only, and our dark side is only bad when it's really suppressed.
Well, you probably remember the Star Trek episode I was just mentioning, where Captain Kirk split himself basically in two and had the light side and the dark side, the good, the evil, yet the two could not exist without each other. The light could not be on its own without the evil part. I'm wondering if that's truly the way human beings are.
I would say 100% that that's how we are. We need all of our humanity, and that if we're able to have and be who we are without all of that, you know, listen, think about it. Think about all the stuff that goes on in the world, all the anger, all the hate, all the judgment, all the criticism, all the making wrong. All of that is because we think that there's these perfect people. One day a good human being looks like this. A good human being believes that, and that's just not true.
Debbie, you have heard of, I'm sure, the phrase psychic vampires. I call them energy zappers as well, people who sap energy from you. Some of them are very nice people. They just don't know that whatever they have in their system, it drains people who are next to them. How do these kinds of people, how do they change their abilities where they can become more accepted in whatever they do?
I love that. I call them feeders myself.
Feeders?
Feeding off other people.
Yeah, I mean, and you're exhausted when you're next to them.
You're exhausted and you want to get away from them.
Yeah.
And how do you know you're one of those is that people are always repelled by you and trying to get away from you. And, of course, that goes from somebody feeling bad about themselves and needing other people's approval. And if somebody needs your approval so bad, they've kind of got to suck something out of you to tell to tell them that they're okay. Those people are trying to get you to validate them in some way or accept them or to have themselves belong. And so their shadow might be that they don't belong or that there's something wrong with them or that they feel bad about themselves. So instead of dealing, and what they need to do is deal with, God, I feel bad about myself. I don't like me. And so if I don't like me, then I'm going to go out in the world and try to get you to like me, and you're going to feel me sucking your energy because I need that from you. That's neat. Can you see that, George? It's like I need something from you, and that's why your energy is sapped. And if those people realize that even if we tried to give it to them, they're never going to feel it because we're designed to give it to ourselves.
They can walk into a room, Debbie, and people can feel them. And, they, you know, the room scatters.
Oh, I just was with somebody like that the other day, and I told them, I'm like, stop feeding. Stop trying to feed off me.
Were they aware?
They're like suckers.
Were they aware of what they were doing?
No, they're not aware. They're not aware of it. But, you know, all you have to do is ask yourself, you know, do people want to be around me? Most of those people are lonely. They feel like they don't fit in. They feel, and if they just realize that, why is that they're repelling people, because you want to push them away. See, people like that don't have their own boundaries. They don't have a good sense of their self. And so what you feel, George, is people violating your boundaries, trying to get into your space and take something that's yours.